Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome.
I don't know what to... Just kidding. Our quality is back. It's better.
Let's hope so. Yeah, sorry about last week. Technical difficulties.
We're still facing them, but...
We are.
We've persevered this week, hopefully. Yeah.
We've done some adjustments.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're back. Sorry about last week. How have you been?
I've been a high man. I haven't really done anything since last week. Actually, that's not true. I went to this fire-ass wing place on Saturday.
Yeah, where at?
It was called Output or Outpost. Fucking delicious.
Where's it at?
West Town?
I feel like I've probably seen a video about it.
Yeah, you've definitely seen it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Fat, juicy wings?
Dude, we... Oh, my... You know what we did? So this is what we did. We ordered. They got a platter. It's like $50. 35 wings and 3 sides.
$50. 35 wings.
And 3 sides.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. That's actually fantastic. 35 wings is a lot. The wings are they big?
Pretty big, yeah.
That's.
And it was bone in. I think you could do boneless as well if you want to. But
well, that's a deal.
Yeah. No,
the sides were large as well?
It's large sides, yep. So... With that, you got 3 choices of sauce. So 15. No, not 15. Like, what? Just 12
yeah,
wings
like that.
Each in yeah. Each sauce. They have probably like 10 to 15 different sauces. So we got barbecue.
Okay.
Fire.
I'm not a fan.
We got this one that my coworker, because he's the one that recommended that place. He said we got to try the Chipotle Ranch.
Fair.
I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of mid.
Okay, yeah.
At least compared to the others. But I'm also not a big ranch guy.
See, I'm the opposite, but with barbecue.
I wish we would have got the garlic parm.
That garlic parm is hit or miss at some plate.
I guarantee that shit would have been fat. Fucking amazing.
Because I like garlic parm if it's wet, not dry.
Yeah. I agree. Like the Beto's one.
Yeah.
Everyone else is kind of mid.
Yeah.
And then the third one we got was one of their signature award-winning sauces.
Okay.
Sweet and spicy.
Okay.
Oh my god, bro.
No, just regular buffalo?
No.
You gotta try the regular buffalo.
So we ordered that stuff and we ate it. And we were just there, right?
Wait, what were the sides?
Oh, you get to choose, but we just went with like the basic shit. So we just got 2 sides of potato wedges, but they're not like regular wedges. It was literally like basically like 3 whole potatoes. That they just cut up and then, like, put hella garlic and butter. Garlic and cheese on it. Like...
What the fuck?
Like, it was kind of like a breadstick almost.
Oh.
And then we got onion rings as well.
Onion rings go hard.
That's a
top tier side.
Yeah, they were fire, bro.
What were the other options?
I don't remember. I didn't look at the menu. I just told them to order whatever and I'll eat it.
As a fat man, I'm judging you and your peers.
So then, hold on, wait. We got a little hungry a little bit later.
After 35 wings and 3 sides.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we were like 2.5 buckets deep of Modelo's. Mm. I don't like beer, but I was forced. I drank 3 of the 5 of the 3 buckets we ordered.
Funny how some people can make you drink.
I also had they do mystery shots.
Oh dear.
And we asked the lady after we ordered them, like, what is it? And she was like, I honestly don't know. Like, it's literally a mystery to us. Like, no, I don't know who knows what it is. But the server didn't, apparently. She could have just been lying to us, but...
Probably.
She was terrible. It tasted like fucking cough syrup. It was disgusting.
It was lean.
It could have been. But anyways, so we decided, you know what? There was, I think, 3 or 4 award-winning sauces on the menu.
Okay.
The sweet and spicy, which we had.
Which was amazing.
It was amazing. It was kind of like a hot honey, or like a... It was like a mix of hot honey, and I don't know if you've ever had the one in Chinatown... I don't remember what it's called.
A wing spot?
Yeah. They sell Korean fried chicken.
Yeah.
Korean fried chicken. They sell wings.
Yeah, we went there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were with when we went after we went to the fire game after. Did we? Yeah, I think so.
And that was like a Champions League game. It was in the middle of the
Champions
day.
League, went to there, and then we went to the fire game.
Yeah.
Well, wherever, right? So you know how they had the one wing that everybody liked, the soy garlic wings?
Yeah.
So it was like a mix of that and hot honey.
Okay.
Fucking amazing. Literally delicious, bro. But then we were like, you know what? They got this other award-winning sauce that's called, like, Inferno's Asshole or something like that. It was the hottest sauce on the menu, so we were like, we might as well try it. Mm. So then we got 6 more wings. Obviously, there was 3 of us, so we had 2, 2, 2.
Mm-hmm.
And when we ordered it, the lady was like, y'all want ranch? And we were like, do you recommend it? And she was like, yes. She was like, I've tried it before, but I can only eat it if I have like 1 container of ranch per wing.
Yeah. And you're not even a ranch guy.
I didn't use the ranch.
Okay.
So my coworker was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a bite, and if it's hot as shit, I'm going to just literally just deep throat these wings and just eat it and just swallow. Fair. And that's it.
Fair, yeah.
So I'm eating the, I take it, we all were like, well, we'll take the first bite together, and then whatever happens after that happens. Bro takes a bite. He looks down. He looks up. His whole face is red. There's sweat dripping.
From just the first bite?
Bro literally had beady eye.
Oh my days.
And I just see him start shoveling chicken down his throat, sipping on the ranch. He wasn't even dipping at that point. He was literally just sipping on it. And then I watched that happen. So then I started laughing. And then my other coworker's dying across from me, both of laughter, but also because of the heat.
Are you good on spicy food?
I love spicy food. I think I've tried like all the spicy stuff I could possibly try. I had the last dab. I had the world's hottest chip.
For those of you who don't know, the last dab actually made his nose bleed.
It did make my nose bleed. But no, I love spicy food.
I like spicy food, but until where it's enjoyable. Because I would say my tolerance is probably above average.
Yeah.
But there's also people where I don't understand why you get like the hottest. Yeah. Just not even enjoyable.
No. That one wasn't really enjoyable.
Okay.
It did taste good though.
If it has a good flavor and it's really spicy, yeah.
I could tell that like their normal, like the original hot.
Yeah.
Would fucking slap.
Okay.
I know it would.
Alright.
But I didn't get to try it. We were originally, we were going to try it. But then my coworker was like, let's get the Chipotle Ranch.
Next time I'm in the city, we're going.
Shouldn't have listened. Then they got another platter. It's like, I think it's $90. It's 50 wings and 5 sides.
That's still not bad.
You get 5 sauces.
That's still not bad.
I'm like, fuck, bro.
Considering, like,
I was stuffed.
Oh, yeah, I bet you had a whole fucking bird in you,
buddy. Oh, and we also got mozzarella sticks. Well, we got the 6 wings.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Those go hard.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
But it was kind of hard to enjoy them because everything was on fire. My lips, my mouth.
Your ass.
My face, everything.
How was that shit after?
Honestly, not that bad.
I don't know.
So we were all like, oh, we're going to regret this tomorrow. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't.
No, yeah, no. Once you get used to it, you are used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
How was yours?
Shit. Let's see. You know, like, when people say save up for a rainy day?
Yeah.
Well, my rainy days hit.
Oh.
And I didn't have saved up.
Oh.
So now I have nothing.
Oh.
Gotta go to the mechanic tomorrow.
Oh, they're not gonna fix it?
They did. So, I got an oil change. It leaked after that. Usually I used to change my oil by myself, but long story short, a car fell on me, broke my arm. I'm not getting under cars anymore. I have PTSD. So I went to go get the oil changed. you know, brought it back, whatever. It was leaking a bunch.
Yeah.
I got a tow truck. Said, fix it, you know. New oil change. Pay for the tow truck. Cool, you know. I had to go Karen mode. Whatever. It's not me, but they fucking, I don't know what they did.
It's your fault.
Yeah, it's their fault. So, that happened, but apparently I was told that, you know, that might be because of an underlying problem, blah, blah, blah. And then there's another problem that I've been wanting to fix anyway, so I'm just going to take it to the mechanic and try to get the whole thing just sorted with, so I don't have anything to deal with for, like, the next couple of months.
Fair.
And, I mean, it's the beginning of the month, bills, so.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Cooked.
Yeah, a little bit.
Feel that.
But, you know, I actually feel kind of good. I've been doing me a little bit.
Okay.
I've been eating cleaner, getting some exercise.
Nice.
Job market still ass. But, yeah.
That's all I got to really say. Job market is ass.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to link up on Saturday and make some drinks.
Yeah.
But basically, some work shit happened.
You mean the wings?
No, like actual. Oh. I literally had to use my coworker's laptop and log in for some bullshit.
Gotcha.
Because of the audit, bro.
Oh, that's right. You did mention.
Which is why I was there so late, because the goal was, I'm going to go, I'm going to have some wings, and I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
But then we had to fucking log in. And I was like, I'm fucking cooked, bro. Well, not we had to log in. I had to log in.
Mm-hmm.
I was cooked. I was in the city. I was like, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
So fucking had to log in. Did some bullshit.
It's always another time. I'm kind of booked for the next 2 weekends, though.
I did a practice run yesterday on Sunday. Not bad.
You did your little Amaretto Sour?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little lazy turning into an alcoholic?
No, never that.
Yeah.
Never
that. When one stops, the other one starts.
No. Never that, bro.
You were speaking about food. It reminded me of this one. I saw this TikTok, and it was basically like a college basketball bracket with like fast food, and they were rating it. Mm. We should do that. But maybe even do it with, like, obviously, if, like, this is a podcast about football to begin with.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe, like, football shit. Like, different things in football. Teams, stadiums, kits.
Not a bad idea.
So, I just thought about that. We could linger on that for a bit and how we're going to do it. And maybe this random idea will come to fruition. If that's the right word, I don't know. It sounds like a big word.
It is. The right word, not a big word. I mean,
it's in the middle. But sometimes, you know, you hear a word and you're like, is that the way you use it?
No, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Regardless, I know we spoke about it a little bit last week, but it was a very short episode. But international break is over.
Thank God.
Fucking
tired of that bullshit. Is it the last one of this season?
Yes, it is. There will no longer be international break. I was kind of excited, but I kind of fumbled the bag. But it worked out anyway, because we had technical difficulties. I wanted to do a lot of research and, like, talk about it. I didn't have time. And I could have or should have probably made a TikTok about it, actually, now that I think about it. But a lot has happened with the international break. As we said last week, you know, there's teams that have already made a World Cup. World Cup qualifying is heating up. But maybe it'll be a conversation for the summertime now. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But was there Prem last week?
Not last. Oh, yeah, midweek.
Like, two for us to talk about, right, or no?
No, we didn't talk about it.
No, we didn't. Yeah, right. Because it started on Monday or Tuesday.
It started on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, fair. So
that was like, there was like 4 or 5 games. And yeah. Then the rest were Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. No, not Friday. Just Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, just to start off, how did your Newcastle do?
We smoked Leicester City.
Yeah, you did.
Fabian Schär almost scored goal of the season. From just inside our half. Hit the crossbar.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Stars almost scoring.
I'm a little upset about it. Not that.
That it didn't go
the
in.
The game. Right? No, oh, okay. Just the game in general. Because, like, we smashed them for the first 20 minutes.
Right.
And then we kind of just stopped.
Because it was 3-0 pretty early on, wasn't it? Yeah.
But we need goal difference. If we could have scored 7 on them, which I know obviously is not, like, it's not like it's guaranteed we would have scored 7. But if we would have continued to try and keep scoring, then we could have taken at least drew level or overtook Chelsea, and because we're tied on points.
Yeah, that fourth and fifth spot is going to be cool. Well, because it was just announced that the fifth spot is going to go to the Premier League for the Champions League.
Because of Arsenal's win today, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a question. I don't know if I should ask it now or when we get to it. I'll get to it later. So, yeah, that fourth and fifth spot is going to be intense between Chelsea, Manchester City, and Newcastle United.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody else creep up? Possibly. You have Aston Villa.
Right, yeah, Villa's coming.
They're creeping up. Yeah. Pause. Yeah. Resume. They are creeping up.
No, yeah, they're killing it right now, honestly.
Yeah. So, I feel like it's weird because I can't be too upset as a Chelsea fan, right?
Yeah.
Because we're only in this position right now because we started the season so well. And obviously, last season we were awful, so it's a rebuild. So even if it's like a Europa League spot, it's still, in a way, progress. Yeah, we fumbled, like, because we're in second for so long in the Champions League, but can't be too mad, I feel like, when you look at the overall, like, season as a whole.
True.
Newcastle, you missed out on Champions League.
That we did.
But it was always going to be a tough season last year with you being in the Champions League for the first time in God knows how long. Injuries have plagued your club, like the Black Death. And there's a lot to look forward to in the next season, so fighting for that Champions League spot could bring you bigger and better players in the positions that you need to fill for next season.
For sure.
Plus, Isak's staying.
For sure.
City's weird, because I feel like it's like you would expect them to get the Champions League, but they've just been so off. So they kind of scare me, because I know they always end up putting their foot on the gas towards the end of the season.
I know Haaland. He's done. He's cooked.
But, like, they've also been so poor, and it's not just the type of poor where it's like they kind of, like, stutter halfway through the season. It's like where they're just poor, poor.
Yeah.
Like, even watching them play recently has not been it, because usually a lot of people like to watch them just because of the football.
I'm not going to lie. I think that low-key losing Haaland for this season could actually be
a boost.
A little bit of a blessing.
I can see it.
Because Marmoush is going to be like...
They're going to unleash him.
Well, not only are they going to unleash him, but, like, he fits the Pep system better than Haaland, right? Because, like, he'll come back, he'll take the ball, he'll pass, yeah. He can move. He has more movement and,
he helps with the build-up.
Speed, dribbling, agility, everything.
Yeah.
Haaland obviously has all of those things, but in a different way. Just because his body is so big, right?
Like, to be fair, though, I feel like a lot of the strikers that Pep has used, the way it looks right now, yes. But I find it weird just because when you look at Pep's, like, strikers the last, like, couple of, like, years and teams, they all fit the same profile. Haaland, Lewandowski, who was a striker when he was at Barca? He got rid of Eto'o. He brought in Ibra. So players who can just stay up front and just be clinical.
Yeah.
Not really build up play.
Well, yeah, but his best years at City were with Aguero and Jesus.
That too. So, I mean, he is quite adaptable for the most part. So that's a good thing. But we'll see where it goes with them.
Yeah.
Liverpool struggle a little bit, but, I mean, they're still running away with the league, honestly.
It's also quite funny, going back to City, how, like, it's their worst season in such a long time.
Yeah.
Yet they're one game away from a cup final.
And, yeah. Like, yeah.
Nobody cares about that just because of how bad they are in the league.
And it's
obviously funny. Nobody wants them to win it, but, like,
yeah, no,
they're probably gonna. Let's be honest.
It's so sad.
It's still City.
It's sad. And it's funny because you see, like, fans this throughout this season who are, like, 15, 16 years old, saying they want Pep out because of disgrace. They've never been this. They've never seen the team this bad. What, you started watching ball 3 years ago? Your trenches were when you had Aguero, Sterling, and Sané. Shut up.
Literally. You're a fan of the oil money. You're not a fan of the club.
Yeah, exactly. And you can say blah, blah, blah about, like, say, us, right? Newcastle's doing well right now, but you've supported them for, like, at this point, almost, like, 10 years or
over,
more.
Over, yeah.
Over. They obviously were not good back then.
No.
When you started.
Didn't even get a sniff of Champions League football. We were closer to the championship than we were the Champions League
right.
When I fucking became a fan.
And then Chelsea obviously was good. But I was a child.
Yeah.
I was like 8, 9. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I'm just like, eh, they look cool.
If anything, I feel like it's okay to pick a winning team when you're a kid anyways.
When you're a kid, especially, like, when you're not...
You're obviously not going to want to pick a team that loses every fucking week when you're 6 years old.
And it's different, too, when you don't have, like, family members, like, having a team already, like, you know.
Well, not only that, like, especially for us, like, you kind of had to watch what you had to watch.
Exactly.
That's not like... You could really just say, oh, I want to watch Newcastle this weekend when we were 6.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you can watch whoever you want, whenever you want. Thank goodness, right? But back then, it was, if it's on TV, you can watch it. If it's not, then you can't.
And what's crazy, too, is if I would have gotten into soccer maybe 2 or 3 years after the one I did, I might have even been a United fan. Because
you probably would have been a United fan.
because all Chicha. All the Mexican channels that played like sports started playing the United games a lot more because of Chicharito.
Chicha.
So like Alex. Honestly, I think it was FIFA that saved me when I was like 8 or 9. Cause I think it was like Lampard or some shit on the front. Was it Terry? Lampard? Probably Lampard in like FIFA 08, 09 or something like that. Or 10.
I don't know.
But yeah. I mean, that's why it's also like I have a soft spot for like, I don't like support Barcelona or anything, but that was the only thing they played, La Liga, and It was always Madrid and Barca.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, speaking of old school FIFA, I've been considering buying a PSP, or a PS Vita that's hacked, just so I could play, like FIFA 13, wherever I want.
You know, I can't find my PS2. Because I still have the games. But the console's gone.
What the fuck?
My brother pissed me off because when he was in high school, he started selling games for money without even consulting me. Because, uh-huh. I mean, he was, what, 15?
Yeah.
I was 11. Who the fuck cares what I had to say?
Yeah.
We had FIFA World Cup, like, 2006. We had FIFA 2002.
Damn. Can't find those anymore.
You can't find those. And I still have, like, from the Xbox, like, starting at FIFA, like, 13. But, fuck, bro. And then, yeah, I have, like, 10, 11, 12 for the PS2, but it's, like... And I have played the 13 one recently, even the 2010 World Cup one on the Xbox. But, I need that PS2.
You know what we should do soon? We should try and find, like, an old-school FIFA on, like, the PS2. Because I have mine still.
The PS2?
I need to get fixed. Okay. The second port, it works. Like, for the controller, it works.
Okay.
But it's a little janky. Like, you have to be, like, you have to put, like, a box under it to hold it up.
Because it falls a little bit.
Yeah. So, if I can get that fixed, and we have a little FIFA tournament on, like, FIFA 08 or something.
Stream that bitch.
I don't even know if that's possible. I don't even have a TV that can low-key play a PlayStation 2 anymore.
Fuck, right? It has to be an older TV, huh?
That's probably an adapter, though.
I'm sure there's an adapter, like, somewhere online.
Yeah.
Or at one of those, like, not vintage, but, like, well, for here, we have Disc Replay, which is, like, an old school technology type of store, thrift store.
I don't know where it's at. Actually, I think it's in that bin, the one that you can't see. It's next to my shoes. Huh?
The gray one?
Yeah, but there's another one on the other side. It's on that one, I think.
Oh, that's right. You have a long closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, yeah, that would be sick because, I mean...
Have a little FIFA tourney. Make some amaretto sours.
If not, we could at least make a video about it, see what's up. Anyway.
That'd be fun. I'm down. I'll start looking.
Yeah, for real. I got some of the old games, too, for PS2. I gotta look because I got some bangers on
I also got... Yeah, I got, like, some of the old SmackDown versus Raw.
Me, too. I have those.
Yeah, we can have fun for sure.
But yeah, I did say that Liverpool is running away with the league. They beat Everton on that match week, 1-0. Arsenal staying in second. They beat Fulham 2-1.
Oh, shit. The Villa and PSG fans are fighting in Paris.
That's hilarious. Birmingham scum. Oh, that's the vlog guy from YouTube is a Villa fan, right? Oh, it's going to be a good video.
It's going to be a fantastic video. Can't wait.
Forest in third still with... I don't know if you can say an upset, but they did beat United, Manchester United, 1-0. Didn't get to watch the game, but former player Elanga scored, didn't celebrate.
I don't know what it is about Forest. I'm just very keen on them.
I think it's your coworker. He's influencing you.
Nah. Like, they're such a likable club, really.
They are, because, like, you never see shit about them, like, about, like, their fans being, like, their fans hooligans.
Well, I mean, they can't be, like, annoying.
Oh, they can. They can on a normal level, but not, like, you know, you're not Millwall.
Yeah.
You're not Arsenal fans.
But then, like...
Or delusional.
It's just so sick to, like, they came from the trenches, and now they're here.
It happened so quick.
Yeah. And they were, like, literally about to be relegated last year. They stayed up on the final day of the season.
Yeah.
And they're in the fucking third place in the Champions League right now.
I think it was last season... Where I think we both mentioned where they bought like 18 new players, and we both said that they have so many players that it's going to work against them. In reality, I think it did, obviously, because they barely survived. But they kept that core, brought in a few reinforcements, and made it work way better than anybody expected.
Yeah, and the thing is like they still have money.
They do.
Like they've already said in the summer they're gonna break their transfer record on bringing a striker.
Yeah, which is they do. Need, I mean, Chris Wood has obviously been great this season, but
yeah.
He should not be your starting striker. They're unfortunately, thinking about,
who are they thinking? About? Cunha. Ooh. Or Victor Gyökeres, whatever the fuck.
His they're name gonna is. Have a bidding war with Arsenal for both of them then.
Whichever one Arsenal doesn't get
for basically, okay. Huh? Yeah. That's crazy.
I've actually seen. So, like, last year, when they bought all those players, they actually faced a financial fair play sanction, which is why they almost got relegated.
Point deduction as well.
Yeah. And I've actually seen a lot of fans online. Because, like, it seems like now, more than ever, a lot of pundits even are upset with, like, the PFR rules and, like, the fucking bullshit-ass rules about spending that they pretty much established to make sure teams like Villa and Newcastle, who are now signing world-class managers and, like, have funds to spend, or Bournemouth, right? Like, they have new owners that can spend money.
They don't
like,
want you to.
We don't want you to compete with Chelsea and United and City and Liverpool. And everyone's getting pissed off about it. But they're also like, why don't we just take the 10-point deduction? Just say fuck it and spend a shit ton of money and take 1 point, or 1 10-point deduction, 20-point deduction, whatever. If your squad is good enough, you're going to fucking stay up anyway. Yeah. Like, realistically, if Newcastle got a 20-point deduction right now,
we're
not battling relegation. Yeah. We're still mid-table.
Yeah.
But our team would be so much better because we spent so much money on all these players. So
next season would be fantastic.
Exactly. So everyone's like, yeah, you take the hit for the 1 year and you finish mid-table. But then the season after,
you're fucking title,
you push on to the fucking, you push on for the title, FA Cup, you could do a fucking domestic treble, you could fucking qualify for the Champions League, whatever, anything's possible.
The thing with the point, like, the financial, like, fair play and all that shit is a, it's very unfair.
Yeah.
But also in the sense where, like, Chelsea's been hit a couple of times, right? Transfer ban, fines, all right, cool. Like, when Boley came in, obviously, he didn't know what he was doing, so fair. I mean, obviously, they were being charged again. But you look at City, nothing happens to them. And they're the ones, if anybody, right now at least, that should be facing the biggest amount of charges.
It's literally been like 3 years.
Relegation. Like, I don't know. How are you going to hit Everton with a point deduction a season or two ago?
Everton and Forest in the same season.
And then not even
nothing for City.
Do anything for City. Like, you can say Chelsea too, but they have at least done some stuff. Like, fines, like I said. Transfer ban. Like, sure, it might be a slap on the wrist, but, like, there's a slap.
Yeah, I don't know. Although I did see Chelsea's apparently in financial troubles with UEFA right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. But go for it, because I haven't read too much into it.
They're cooked, basically. They're not cooked in the Premier League because they sold their fucking women's team and they sold the hotel or whatever the fuck they sold to another company that is also owned by Todd Boehly for way overestimated or way over whatever, like way over fucking value pretty much, right? So like I saw someone the other day said the last 2 years the women have run at a negative, like they lost over $10 million in the last two seasons.
How?
Just the women's team.
Yeah, right.
How? Like wages.
Oh.
Running Stamford, like the facilities, everything.
Okay.
They lost over $10 million.
Jesus.
So how the hell is someone buying them for $200 million and it acceptable? Like that's obviously not their value if they're fucking losing money every year. So basically UEFA is saying like you're not allowed to sell to your own parties basically.
Right.
Kinda like how like fucking who was it? Leone Pachuca, right?
Same owners.
Yeah. You can't fucking do that shit. That's what they're basically saying with Chelsea now. Like, yeah, you sold 400,000 and you made your revenue, so you weren't at a loss, but you sold it to yourself, so you're still at a loss.
Right.
So basically, they're cooked. I don't know what the financial or the like the implications are going to be. I don't know if that means they're banned from Europe. I don't know if that means like if they win the Conference League, it doesn't count. They forfeit the title. I don't know exactly what it means.
I doubt it'll be that drastic. But it's weird because, like, for say the women's team, right, you're losing money because you're playing at the Bridge and everything. I don't know exactly what their attendance is like.
Yeah.
So it's going to be harder to make. And plus, I mean, with all due respect, the women's league is just not as popular and brings in as much money as the men's.
Yeah.
You could have all the sponsorships and everything, but if you're not getting the views, I mean, we've already talked about this. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's understandable that they're not... They're losing... They could be losing money. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they still have one of the best teams in Europe for the women's team. And... You're going to keep losing money no matter how good you are. So I feel like I'm on the opposite of UEFA on this one. Because, like, I do agree with the whole two-party system. Basically, like, you shouldn't do that. But we're not necessarily breaking. It's not like they overspent to break, like, financial fair play. You just got bought out by a... Well, brother, sister company.
It's not the women that are in trouble, though. It's the men. Because they're running out of negative $390 million revenue in the last 2 years. Because of all the money they've spent on transfer. They're fucking... They've lost almost $400 million, but they made it up because they fucking just sold themselves property.
Right.
That they already own.
I think this one's a trickier one.
At least, 100%.
Yeah. Because... Obviously, I support Chelsea, so, like, I try not to be biased because I know we're part of, like, what I hate in football. Like, we're a problem when it comes to, like, the whole financial fair play, companies, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know. I feel like this one isn't, like, that bad. Like, the whole getting kicked out of the Conference League or it's not counting, that's too drastic, like... I don't know. I can't form an opinion, honestly. I haven't looked that much into it, so this is all kind of new, so it's stewing in my head. So, yeah.
Oh, my days.
What you got there, buddy?
There's breaking news. Apparently, UEFA edited the video of Julian Alvarez's penalty against Madrid in the Champions League.
There's no fucking way.
They said it's been confirmed by two investigators, private investigators, that the video was edited.
To look like he moved it?
To look like he hit it twice. Or whatever. Technically, he didn't hit it twice. Whatever the fuck they considered it.
Is this a reliable source?
I've seen it from several sources.
Just right now?
No, I've seen it from one source right now, but I've seen, like, throughout the what's it called, throughout the last couple of days.
This is the first I'm hearing about it. Oh, I looked up Julian Alvarez and accidentally got the singer from Mexico. I don't know. I guess we have to see where that goes.
I mean, nothing's going to happen. Nothing can happen. Yeah, I mean. If anything, today was a result of Ball Don't Lie.
Fair.
Madrid should have been knocked out, and now they're going to get knocked out.
Oh, they're just poor.
But let's not skip past, like, they're still on shit, right?
I mean, all the other games from, like, the first match that were still on
don't
really matter. I mean, we already kind of talked about the situations that are happening.
What a goal table. By Sandro Tonali, by the way.
It was an accident.
Take a bow, son.
He scored the same goal that Modric scored last year against Arsenal.
World class.
And everybody talks shit about Modric, including you. Tonali did the same thing.
And what a time for... Matas Franca's, is that his name? Yeah, Matas Franca's first goal for Palace to draw level with Southampton.
In the 90s. Southampton. Might as well bring it up.
The earliest club to ever get relegated from the Premier League. 31 games in.
Crazy. I don't. They didn't even look that bad in some games. Like, yeah, they're shit, but like.
What do you make of the what's it called, the Australian fuck, the Ear Cup, what's his name, Ange, trolling the fans against Chelsea.
Poor.
I think, look, it's funny, but you have to own up to it if that's.
Like, oh no, yeah, 100%. It's funny because obviously I'm the rival fan, but like, for you to do that, you're not in a good position. You're not winning. Your team is awful. You, like, it's not even that you're not even in a good position. You're in an awful position.
True.
And to act that arrogant, you're not winning a single trophy this season. Well, I mean, yes, Europa, you're still in it, but Spurs. Idiot.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want Spurs to win the Europa League just because I want to see the implications on the rest of the fucking table. Because, like, then fifth place doesn't even get Champions League. They get Europa League.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy, bro. It's honestly...
And then Villa wins the Champions League. And then
they can still get more spots. Like, it's so insane.
it's weird. But, I don't know. Chelsea was robbed of a goal against Spurs. The second one.
I didn't watch.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's 2 weeks ago. Who cares at this point? We won. So, Leicester's very own Jeremy Manga came on as the second youngest player in Premier League history at 15 years old. So young, in fact, that he couldn't even have a gambling sponsor on his jersey.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, I know they're going down and all, but it's like he's still given the opportunity. You're losing against Newcastle, but like...
Actually, this weekend there was a bunch of good games. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, the Chelsea-Brentford one was shit to me. I didn't watch. I couldn't wake up. I set an alarm. United and City was ass.
That game was terrible. But the Palace-Brighton game was one of the most entertaining games of football I've ever watched.
That one was a great game.
Three reds, a 2-1 result. It was crazy.
Way he fucked me up for fantasy, but I probably would have lost anyway because...
Bro, I haven't won in fantasy in like 8 weeks, bro. I was in second. I'm now in sixth.
I literally had to win the last 2 weeks to start getting to fight for second, and I lost.
That's bullshit, bro.
Like, I'm safe from relegation.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least I can't finish bottom.
Yeah, so, like, I know, like, I'm not going to be at a bar all day drinking my Lord, but... Man, it's upsetting. It's funny too because I was watching the Spurs game and I was facing somebody who had Cole Palmer, and it's like, I want Chelsea to win under any circumstances. But in my head, I'm just like, as long as maybe Cole Palmer stays out of this one, right? I have Cucurella, so I'm like, just let Cucu get a goal. Palmer gets me out of the match and an assist. I was always getting fucked. And then, I mean, I mentioned that Liverpool's here and there kind of having like a, I can't even call it mid-season crisis, where towards the end
of season crisis. But,
I mean,
they're falling apart. They're lucky that they have such a large league.
That's the only thing. Because if it wasn't for that, it would be quite interesting to see if Arsenal would take advantage, but they'd probably still end second.
Yeah, for sure. Evan Nielsen's equalized with a brace against West Ham.
That boy's on fire right now.
Yeah, he's been scoring. Yeah. Bournemouth have been in terrible form.
Yeah, no, they've fallen off, unfortunately.
But he has been on fantastic form.
Yeah. Where's Bournemouth on the table now? Let's see. 10th. You were fighting for Europa League like a few weeks ago. My days. Fulham is impressing me, too, how much they keep climbing. I thought they were going to stay in the 10th, 9th position. They're in 8th. Obviously, they could still fall. And if Villa slips up, Fulham could take that 7th spot.
Anything could happen.
Because that 7 will still be conference, right? Yeah.
Well, I think it depends on, like, everything,
right?
It could actually be Europa.
And 8th can go to conference. Wow. Well, we've mentioned it several times. We are recording on a Tuesday night. Yeah. And for us, the games have passed from Earth, like, well, depending where in the world you are. Champions League. Declan Rice. has never scored a free kick in his career. Today he said, fuck it, I'm going to do it twice.
Bro, I didn't even know he scored two. I was, like, working. I was so in, like, deep in work and just focused that I was listening to it, the game, and I was, like, watching. And I was like, oh, they got a free kick. And I hear, ah. I'm like, oh, what the hell? He scored it? But then, like, honestly, I think watching it live, they didn't even really do it justice. It was, like, watching it from the different camera angles afterwards.
Okay.
That I was like, holy shit, those are fantastic free kick. The first one where he fucking bent it, oh my days.
People are saying that that's actually on Courtois because of how he positioned the wall. But he still can't take anything away from fucking free kick enough, yeah.
And then the second one, bro, he would put that as top bins can be, bro.
That one, it was probably the hardest one to save. I saw where it was, there's a 3% chance of any keeper saving that because of how everything about it.
Literally impossible.
But no, same thing. I didn't know the second one was a free kick either. I was cooking, and I put the multicast.
Yeah.
So, like, it was bugging me because usually I like the Golazo show. But I guess apparently fucking Nico Cantor didn't go to work because they didn't have it as an option. Bastard. So my back is turned for a good amount of time, and I'm listening, but, like, I'm busy. I don't know which commentary is on sometimes because they're not saying names. Then it goes, and it says, goal Declan Rice again. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Then I go on, like, Twitter, like, 20 minutes later. And I'm like, god damn, two?
And then the cherry on top. One of our own. Mikel Merino.
We have a friend in the group chat that is the most jinxable person ever. Because as soon as Rice scored that second free kick, he claimed that Arsenal can only score from set pieces.
Immediately score a third. 5 minutes later. What a game.
You think Madrid can come back?
Yes. I think Madrid can always come back. They had a poor game, fair enough. But they have the refs on their side. I'm pretty sure, like, if you look at it, I think most games that they've had this season, they've went down in the first leg.
Yeah. Here's my only thing. Do I think they can come back? Yeah, sure.
And it's at the Bernabeu. Let's not forget it.
Yeah. Well, plus we all know Arsenal is going to defend for their fucking lives.
Oh, for sure.
Are they the best at defending for their lives?
We'll see.
They don't play a park-the-bus style of football.
And they don't have Gabriel either.
So, we'll see how that goes. But what scares me is that, for me, it's a hate watch. I hate both the teams.
Yeah.
Arsenal for obvious reasons. And then Madrid is just, honestly, they just win too much. And I do think their fans are annoying too. But if Arsenal advances, right?
Yeah.
They're not winning the Champions League. No matter, like, regardless. They're just not going to win it. They're still better teams. But their fans will never shut up about the win against Madrid.
Oh, no.
Which annoys me.
Never. Even if they get, even if Madrid comes back.
Yeah.
They're not going to shut up. But we beat them 3-0
at
the Emirates. Shut the hell up.
But I think I'm more scared of Real Madrid advancing because they can win it. Even though they're not that good right now, they can still win it. And that's what scares me. So I would still rather, as much as I hate Arsenal and it pains me, I think it's probably a little bit best for football for now. Have Arsenal advance. PSG's probably going to beat Villa.
Yeah, PSG's dunking on whoever they play in the next round.
Anyway. Yeah.
I'm not even looking at Villa. The thing is like, I think Villa could definitely compete with them.
It just seems very unlikely.
It's just like, PSG is so good right now.
I don't know, but they got Rashford.
And they can score goals from anywhere.
Yeah, no, they're just such a complete team. It's, I would like to hate watch them, but sometimes you just got to watch and be like, appreciate what it is.
And they're all young, too.
All young. It's crazy. A very likable manager.
Luis Enrique.
And then, I mean, for whatever crazy reason, see Arsenal make it to the final. Barca's beating Dortmund.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's just Inter or Barca.
I say Inter too. I don't think that Bayern is really the Bayern that we grew up fearing.
No.
Plus, they got Harry Kane.
I think they've showed that in, like, the Bundesliga alone.
Yeah.
Like, they're not as formidable as they once were.
No. It's not the team where you're like, all right, guys, let's just try not to concede more than, like, three.
Yeah.
Like,
you could beat them.
You could beat them.
They're very beatable.
Yeah. Obviously, it's still hard, but it's not like it's, you know, you go up with your head high now. Before, it was probably like, I mean, I don't know. I'd be intimidated. Like, if I got Bayern, I'd be like, okay. They've been knocked out by a lot lesser teams in the last, like, 5 years.
It's true.
So, yeah. So then you have Inter and Barca. I feel like that game would be interesting only because, from a tactical view, because Inter is very defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And Barca is the opposite. They're very counterattacking right now. So how do you counterattack on somebody that's constantly
defending?
Oh, he's back.
Yeah. I mean, Barca beat Atleti, right? So.
Yeah, yeah. So it just depends. But vice versa, the team who is defensive also excels in counters.
Yeah.
And Barca's defense is not as good as Inter's. I would say Inter's forwards aren't as good as Barca's. But, like, I feel like that would be a good game. I would actually really enjoy to watch that game.
That would be a good game.
Or it could be honestly awful. It could really go either way. I don't think there's any in between.
I think that's the best part about my team not being in the Champions League, is I can just watch as a neutral.
Yeah.
And just enjoy the footy.
As soon as, for me, Arsenal and Madrid are out, I'm okay. I don't care.
I honestly couldn't care, even if they won.
Well, because you can't really hate Arsenal. Well, not that you can't. You just don't.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, for me, Madrid is just, I'm just so tired.
I don't hate any team except Sunderland. Those bastards.
You know what's funny? I don't even think it's the club as Arsenal itself. I think it's the fans that I hate the most. Like, I dislike the club, but I can't fucking stand the fans.
And then I like to hate on Tottenham.
Yeah, they're easy.
I don't dislike them. I just like to troll.
I just don't like them as a club. Honestly, their fans don't bug me. Because they have nothing to really brag about.
No, Flandin, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. So it's just...
Damn. The Spurs.
Something seems bleak about it. Something that's soulless.
Did you hear the chant today? Apparently Arsenal was chanting.
Yeah, you're just a shit
You're just Tottenham. A shit Tottenham to Madrid.
Oh, my God. But then that leaves... Who would you say? Barca or Inter?
Well, I mean, I think I said Barca PSG in the final already, so.
Yeah, I think we're both on the same boat.
Yeah.
Inter, obviously, an underdog, but.
Just mad I can't watch the final. Gonna check my flight again. Let me see what time I land.
What day of the. Not week. What date is it?
May 30th. 31st.
Saturday.
Yep.
Oh. Well. Forgot, it always lands around my little brother's birthday, so it's always like, you gotta be here because we're gonna have family over for his birthday, blah, 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 and I can never really go out. I'll figure it out. I'll see what's gonna be done. But yeah, that's that. I don't really got, I mean, game-wise, has there been other big games?
Don't know. I haven't kept track. I've been so busy. If it's not the Fire or Newcastle, I don't really care, if I'm honest, right now.
Let me just stick to Europe real quick.
To be fair, I was going to talk about the Fire, but...
Yeah, we can go to MLS.
Well, go ahead, yeah.
I'm not seeing anything. I mean, Barca advanced against Atleti in the Copa del Rey. Oh, okay. Inter and AC Milan tied in the Copa Italia. Do they have a second leg? If they tied, I assume so. It's, Wednesday, April 23rd. Oh, the other leg is Bologna versus Empoli. Bologna beat Empoli 3-0.
Mm.
It'd be interesting to see if Bologna win the Coppa Italia. That's not really a team that you hear winning trophies much. That'd be at all, dope. Actually. I do have a soft spot for AC Milan, so I would like them to win it all. But they've been ass all season. And Inter is... Well, they're Inter right now, aren't they? Probably going to win the league as well. Oh, and then speaking of leagues, I believe Barca is going to run away with La Liga. They are at 67 points, with Real Madrid with 63 in second, and Atleti with 60. So 4 points clear. Yeah, that's about it. What were you going to bring up?
No, I was just going to say the Fire lost again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not much to talk about. We were shit. We were absolute shit. We have more players injured again, which makes no sense. I'm getting sick of these injuries, man. What is Greg doing in training?
I don't know.
Is he training too hard? Is he not training hard enough? Like, what's going on?
I couldn't watch. But I guess speaking of MLS, there was one game that stood out to me.
Yeah, what was that?
San Jose versus DC United.
Mm.
A team that last year was in dead last has completely turned around their season. Well, not season. Their team. Their fortune. Whatever. And, I mean, from what I've seen, it's not like, obviously, they're not like title contenders or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the way they counterattack. I think they have a really good team. And Joseph Martinez, he will make MLS, well, they really don't have, like, a Hall of Fame, do they?
Yeah.
Do they MLS have a Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He's going to be an MLS legend by the time he retires. Oh, for sure. So.
There he is.
Well, yeah.
Top goal scorers.
Basically, just everything that he already did with Atlanta.
Yeah.
He did something with, was it Miami?
It's crazy to think where he would be at if he never tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And then never tore it again.
He did all right in Montreal. But.
He's bounced around a couple.
He just scored a hat trick with.
Bit, yeah. Miami a little bit.
Yeah. Montreal was better, I say, than Miami.
I feel like he was somewhere else, too.
No, I think that's it. I think he went from Miami. Did horrible there because of injury, unfortunately. And went straight to Montreal. And San Jose just got him this season.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta, Miami, Montreal, San Jose. To be fair, he wasn't terrible at Montreal.
No, it was decent.
14 goals, 3 assists in 26 games.
That's not awful. Miami, I think, is the one where
Miami, he was 40 games played, 12 goals, 3 assists. Which actually isn't terrible.
But it was just
not good.
Yeah. Not Atlanta numbers.
It's not 2018 Atlanta numbers. 39 games, 35 goals, 6 assists.
How many goals does he have this season with San Jose already?
4 and 6.
That's not bad at all.
4 and 6 games.
That's,
well, he scored a hat trick, to be fair. So
that's true. That's true. But
yeah,
at the end of the season, we'll look at the goals and not when and how he scored.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So,
this upcoming Sunday, we again, the Chicago Fire, play Miami. Will Messi show up?
Look, we're a couple days away.
He's healthy. The only thing...
He scored against Toronto this last weekend.
He scored last weekend. He scored this weekend that just passed. The only thing that could keep him out of that game...
The weather.
No, not the weather. It's supposed to be nice. 66. High of 66. The only thing that could keep him out of that game is if they decide to rest him. Because they play again tomorrow against LAFC in the second round of the CONCACAF Champions League.
What is the aggregate on that right now?
1-0 LAFC.
So they're definitely going
to
play.
So he has to play tomorrow. No. But the thing is like he just came back last weekend. So surely he can't get rest already, right?
He will be because he's going to play because they need a must-win game.
3.5 games and he needs a rest already?
And then there's going to be Chicago and it's going to be like, who cares? We have already a better team without Messi.
Well, yeah, but think about it. We're the third place team in the East. Like, it's not easy to beat us. It's not like we're the pushovers we once were.
You think he comes off the bench?
Yeah. I don't think he starts, but I think he'll play. And maybe that's the hope, and maybe it's delusion, but I need to see.
Well, speaking of the CONCACAF Champions League, Tigres is beating LA Galaxy right now.
Lionel Andres Messi.
But, look, as a loyal Fire fan, I've had my fair share of disappointments. I've seen us lose a lot more than we've won.
For sure. As long as we don't lose 4-1 like we did last year, I couldn't care less.
Obviously, I want to win.
Yeah.
If we lose, I'm going to be disappointed. But it's not going to sting if it all of a sudden comes from a Messi hat trick.
Oh, never.
I might anybody be else,
I
I'm
might,
pissed.
I might clap for it, honestly.
Anybody else, I'll be pissed. I want us to win. I want us to win like a 3-1. Messi comes in, gets the consolation goal. Cool. I saw Messi score. But if we lose, it's like, I don't want it to be scored by like Jordi Alba in the last minute with our luck to get the game winner.
I'm okay with that if Messi plays. Honestly, I just want to see him play. I don't care if he scores, assists.
Yeah, I want to see him play.
If we win, if we lose,
but it's also a bit more of like a, I saw Messi score in person.
That's true.
So like,
he has a hard bar to reach, bro. Cristiano scored a hat trick on our head top.
Yeah, and it's also way different because we saw it all the way in Europe.
That's packed, sold out Old Trafford.
At a leaky Old Trafford
against Spurs.
Saw Kane score a penalty too.
Well,
did you see that? Supposedly, if Barcelona is willing, Manchester City is willing to spend 275 million on Lamine Yamal.
Jesus Christ. Is that even legal?
Probably not.
Is he even old enough to be sold for that much amount of money?
Maybe not.
Oh my days, bro.
Today they were recording on April 8th. Antoine Griezmann, 3 children, all have their birthdays today. Don't even know how that happens.
Wow. Well, I guess there's one last thing we have to do.
Yep, and we waited toward the end.
Yeah.
So we can keep you here the whole time. Yep, bastards. Hot takes. Posted a TikTok about it. Well, I'm going to post a TikTok about it. As soon as this is done, it's going to come out at midnight. So, your hot take was, I already forgot.
If he never got injured, Gareth Bale would be Madrid's greatest ever player and better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
I agree. Elaborate.
I mean, I don't really think there's much to elaborate on, right? Like, I feel like physically, I don't want to say less effort, but in a way, I guess to say it the best, Gareth Bale was more naturally
gifted,
like athletically gifted, right? Yeah. With the pace, the strength, the body, the build, everything. On top of that, despite all the injuries, he scored some of Madrid's biggest ever goals.
Oh, iconic.
Has some of the most iconic goals in the history of Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Is a big part in their Champions League victories. When they were winning back-to-back. And the only thing that really kept him, like, away from the mantle is the fact that every time he would go on a good scoring run, he would get hurt. And he would miss months.
Not even that. I feel like he was discriminated against so much there. By the fans, but there was something where even when he was, like, fit for a while, he just wouldn't play.
He was a scapegoat, for sure.
Easily.
I think part of it is because he's English. Well, not English, but British.
Yeah.
He's British. And, you know.
And not to take away anything from Ronaldo, but when people look and admire him, it's his hard work and dedication. There's no one that can take that away from him.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was skilled. But, like, it's like the debate with, like, the whole Messi-Ronaldo thing. Like, you just watch Messi play, and it's just, like, it's so fluid. It's so natural. It's so good. You watch Ronaldo play, and you can see the hard work and the dedication. You can see the difference. But naturally gifted, Bale was better, I think.
Yeah.
And he obviously didn't get to show that much. So, and this is actually something that I haven't heard in a long time. But towards the end of his Madrid career, even before that, a lot of people were saying this as well. So, hot take, sure. But I think a lot of people will agree with you. Anything else? All right. This one I had to think about for a while. And it was stewing in my head. But you think of the great Premier League midfielders. People always go to the big three right away. Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard.
Even though we all know who the best of those three is.
Easily Lampard.
Continue.
And you have other midfielders that, you know, were great in the Prem too. Yaya, Kante. They're like probably the bigger names. I mean, there's a bunch of other ones too. My mind went blank, but I could easily make you a list if I just concentrate for a minute.
Bruno Guimarães.
Shut the fuck up. And so, looking at not only their technical ability, but what they achieved with those teams.
Yeah.
Kevin De Bruyne is leaving at the end of the season. And I think it shouldn't be such a hot take to shout him as the best, because midfielder in Premier League history, possibly.
Yeah.
He has the trophies to back it up.
He does?
He has the stats if you want a stat pad. And if you just watch him play and watch the passes that he gave, the dude is unbelievable.
It's fair.
I think that, yeah, he has a claim. Maybe there's some defenders. Midfielders that, like, I won't really put in that category because, like, per se, Yaya and Kante were very CDM. So they're more defense. You can even probably put maybe Gerrard in that, but he was, like, just a center mid.
Yeah.
Scholes, too. Lampard was more of, like, a cam at times. But, yeah, as an overall center mid or center attacking mid for the most part, I think he has a claim to being the best.
Fair.
Midfielder.
I've actually been seeing this hot take a lot, but elevated a little bit.
Okay.
I seen one today that said, not only is Kevin De Bruyne the best Premier League midfielder of all time, he is the best Premier League player of all time. And then I've been seeing a lot of, he's not only the best Premier League midfielder of all time, he's the best midfielder of all time. Which, the second one I don't agree with. And the only reason I don't agree with it is because, and I think that people have to, like, take this into account. I know that, like, some of the best players in the world don't necessarily succeed at the international level. But that Belgium team was so good for a decade.
To like,
from like, really from
2014
like 2014 to like 2022. Yeah. It was so good. And they never did anything.
2018 was their year, man.
They had prime Eden Hazard. They had prime Kevin De Bruyne. They had Thibaut Courtois in goal.
Lukaku was actually bagging goals. I mean, he's still like an absolute Muppet, but like, he was still bagging in goals.
Like, they had all the support around them.
Nangolan,
Fellaini.
Oh, Fellaini. Chadli was balling for no reason in that World Cup.
They had Alderweireld and Vertonghen in the back.
Oh, my God.
Like, this team was so good.
It was.
And Kevin De Bruyne never showed up. Never. To this day, I don't think he's ever had, like, a world-class performance for his national team.
At least not on a big stage, like a Euro or... Yeah.
I mean, anyone can do it against fucking North Macedonia. Yeah. No disrespect to North Macedonia.
San Marino can't.
But I know that... I don't know, San Marino's a new team now.
You're right. Ever since they beat Liechtenstein, they've been acting different.
But I think that, like, that's one of his, the only gripes that I have against putting him in, like, the all-time list.
Yeah, fair. I feel that. Because you're looking at what Xavi Iniesta did.
Xavi Iniesta.
Modric did with Croatia. Yep.
Modric almost single-handedly carried Croatia to a fucking World Cup.
Yeah. And then you even think about the whole Lampard, Scholes, and Gerrard thing.
Yeah.
And to this day, a lot of the players say that they blame themselves for not putting their hate for their other, like, when it comes to playing for England, you're the Chelsea boys, Liverpool, Arsenal, like, y'all didn't fuck with each other.
Yeah, because they were rivals off on the pitch.
Yeah, and for their club, even off the pitch, they just didn't really like each other. So, I mean, we all know England's one fuck all.
Yeah.
Their golden generation couldn't do it because they all hated each other to a certain level. I mean, you can kind of see that they're, with the whole new podcast and stuff like that, you see them mingling more. But, like, that's where I've seen, like, a lot of them, like, Lineker said, like, he, you know, heard, like, a lot of other players, like, and he's talked to players where they're just like, yeah, no, we just, you know, really couldn't get along like that. So.
Which is so weird because it seems like nowadays.
Everybody
cares more about the national team than they do their actual clubs.
Yeah.
Like, Arsenal players and Spurs players will go out and have fun together.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there does need to be a level of hate, but if you're going to go to the national team,
then you can be friends. Or at least, like,
frenemies, something. Coworkers. Yeah, coworkers, something.
You can have a business relationship.
Like, it's, I want to two-foot you and, like, just upper punch you when it's club level.
But the thing is,
look, let's shake hands.
The difference is, too, is now is, like, players bounce around so much.
That, too, there's no loyalty.
That, like, A, there's no loyalty, but B, like, if me and you were in the Spurs Academy and then I make it at Spurs, but you make it at Arsenal, but we've been together our whole lives in the Academy,
we're still going to be friends.
Yeah. And, yeah, we're playing for rival teams, but at the end of the day, we're representing our nation,
mm-hmm.
and we've known each other for, like, our whole career, basically.
And right? For some areas, I think representing your nation is more important than representing
your club.
Your club or your area.
Yeah.
For some nations, like, for instance, it's not really football related, but, like, say for me, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm overseas and you're like something like, oh, you're American, blah, 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 like, okay, whatever, like, talk shit, I understand. Like, I'm not defending it like that because I know how bad it is.
Yeah.
But don't talk shit from Chicago if you're from New York or some shit. I will defend Chicago.
Nah, even if them little fucks in Europe want to disrespect Chicago.
I should have uppercut that waiter in France.
Hey, we don't got nothing to do with all that bullshit, bro. We're just stuck.
But if you want, we will. Nah.
But no, I meant, like, we have nothing to do with, like, the gang, like, what you hear about. Yeah. No, not that.
Oh, like the...
Like the political climate.
Oh, yeah, America. No, yeah.
We voted blue.
So, like...
What do you want from us?
Yeah.
We did what we could.
Even then, our vote don't even matter because the state's going to vote blue anyway because it's Chicagoland area.
Exactly.
But regardless, it's just, like... So those three never really did anything. Yaya Toure, kind of...
He won AFCON, right?
Yeah.
Once?
Was he... He wasn't the main guy, though. I mean, obviously, he was one of the best players.
He was, like, the engine, but he wasn't, like, the star of the team. I mean, he was one of them.
I mean, you had your strikers with... He's from Ivory Coast, right? Yeah. Yeah. Drogba, Gervinho. There's a couple others. Wilfred, I can't think, Boney. Of it. Shut up.
Come on, Will.
And then Kante. Boney. Definitely up there in the conversation, but again, it's a little bit different because I feel like people look at CDMs different from center mids to attacking mids.
Nah, if I had to pick, I'd pick Conte as, like, the greatest midfielder of all time in the Premier League. Only because he did it at Leicester.
And at Chelsea.
In the, like, literally, like, the most improbable team possible.
Yeah.
And then the next season, he did it again at Chelsea.
Yeah. And, I mean, even, like, prior to Conte being there, the, like, CDM or the guy to talk about, like, was Makélélé.
Yeah.
Chelsea player as well. And a lot of, apparently, like, professionals call that CDM position the Makélélé position because he did it so well. Makélélé himself said, fuck that, it's the Conte position now. And it's everywhere. He was just so damn good.
And then he also performed for the national team. Unlike De Bruyne.
Won the World Cup. He won the World Cup. Almost won the Euros, but he's a massive part of the team. I mean, he still plays for them, despite him being in a lesser league. But yeah, maybe at least compared to like the three main ones that people always think of when it comes to the midfielders, like the Paul Lampard scores. I know mostly they say they stick to like English, but I think overall,
I think Kevin De Bruyne is the greatest offensive
midfielder
in the Prem. Yeah,
I should have worded that better than you.
But I feel like, I mean, due to the numbers, right, you can argue that he is better than Conte.
Yeah, when you do, more like, the trophies, whole stat pad and all that.
More goals, more assists, right, like.
Yeah.
And anyone that says, like, I hate when people say, like, stats shouldn't matter. Because, like, at the end of the day, the only way to win a game is to score a goal.
Yeah.
So every goal counts towards points and ultimately towards trophies.
It.
So, like, to a degree, stats do matter.
Yeah, yes. But I feel like if you only use stats, only
using goals and assists,
that's the problem, because so many people don't watch the game with their eyes anymore. Because you could say that Chris Wood is one of the best strikers
in the world.
In the world right now, compared to, like, I don't know, give me a striker that hasn't been performing that well. Fuck.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Let's just say that...
I get the point, though. I get the point.
Somebody's comparing Chris Wood to, like, Lewandowski right now.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't make sense.
Well, to be fair, Chris Wood might be better than Lewandowski right now.
Oh, okay, yes. Just because he's older. He still is banging in goals, though.
He is.
So, yeah.
It'd be like saying, like, Chris Wood is a better striker all time than, like, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. But he's not.
Because technically he has more goals in the Prem, probably, because he's been around longer in the Prem. So,
but he's not.
He's not. Aubameyang was
on his day, bruv.
He was class.
Obama what? Obama who?
Obama blood clot. Yeah. Oh God, I love just the weird,
bruv. Shit. But yeah, I guess that's all I got, really.
Yeah. It's getting late on the pod. Like, time wise, it's getting lengthy. I was gonna maybe talk about Liga Magis, but it's not that important. Playoffs don't start for another few games, so.
I know I keep saying it, but I need to get into it, bro. I need to fucking pick a team. I need to lock in, bro.
The thing is, it's so random because you can watch your team and you can easily get bored of it. But then there's just like those moments where you're like, fuck, this league is actually entertaining. Like, I don't watch a lot of games, but I do get a lot of like clips. It's, like, on Twitter because of, like, stuff I follow. But, like, there's a magic in it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like sometimes when you watch MLS or, like, even me sometimes, like, I don't watch as much, but you sense that there's, like, a magic about MLS that keeps you watching games, right? There's something about it. Same thing with Mexico. And I think part of it is that there's just a part of it that's just so unprofessional and just, like, chaotic.
Yeah.
But there's still, like, class there.
Fair.
Where it's just, like, this beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
And if you find a team and start watching them and just start, like, you know, here and there maybe learning, like, the history of, like, not the league or anything, but, like, of, like, why teams hate each other and, like, just, like, why blah, 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 blah. Like, it's sick. I will forever have a love-hate relationship with that league.
Fair.
But the reason I saw something earlier today... was at San Luis, which is a team I support, as a French player. And Le Equipe apparently puts out a team of the week for French players.
Oh, he was in it.
He was in it.
Oh, shit.
I believe he scored the game-winning penalty against Mazatlan last week, or whenever, the last couple of days.
And Le Equipe is like if you want to be featured, that's where you want to be featured.
Yeah.
Whew.
Where is he,
Yeah, play to the lad.
So, Mazatlan needed to win to basically get into, like, the playoffs. And then these 3 points were massive for San Luis because they want to get into the qualification playoffs.
Okay.
So, your top 6 clubs automatically make it in.
Yeah.
And 7 through 10, got to qualify.
Fair.
San Luis is 13th right now. They had a horrible, horrible start to the season. Like, awful. Like, you know how good the Fire are doing right now? Opposite. And that's considering they almost made the final last year. So, it's just... It's like a yo-yo club. You'll almost make it to the final, then you're just, like, completely miss out the next one. Then you'll almost make it to the final, and you completely miss out on the next one. And that's how it's been for, like, the last 4 years. My blood pressure goes up when I watch them. Fuck. But, yeah.
One day soon, maybe, I'll get into it.
I mean, you said you got supposedly some family in, like, the Monterrey area.
Allegedly.
Pick one of those teams.
I don't know.
I mean,
I feel like I gotta do research. I can't just pick.
Just don't
pick. I have no allegiance, so.
Do not pick America or Chivas.
Well, the thing is like, when I was growing up, I think I was technically an America fan. But, like, only due to, like, association. Because everyone was America, where I grew up.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves. America, just because, like...
But they also got, like, the class-ass kits, bro.
They do, and they're going back to Adidas next season.
Ooh.
They are going back to Adidas next season, so I can't lie. I hate them with a passion. But their kits be going hard. Damn. Only thing I hate about Liga MX is all the sponsors. Fuck, it ruins so many kits. But America and Chivas are the most basic ones. The only reason I sometimes understand people supporting Chivas is if they tell me the first reason is because if it's like a Mexican, that they only get Mexican players. And they want them to do well because of the national team.
Fair.
So I can accept that. But if you just say, oh, because everybody else supports them and that's how you group, go fuck yourself. Have a reason. Fuck you. There's cheating. There's the same as America.
Our friend Brian was just at the Chivas game last weekend.
Yep, versus Cruz Azul.
Yeah.
And not at their typical stadium, which is the Akron. I think they changed the name. I don't know what it's at. Beautiful stadium. They're at the Estadio Jalisco, which is where they used to play for like
Jalisco.
60 odd years. I don't know. And at the Atlas Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to do some research if I pick a team.
I say, if you want someone similar to, like, Newcastle, Cruz Azul or Pumas.
Nah, I can't pick either of those.
Why?
Just can't.
Alright,
I feel like I might be a bandwagoner and just hop on, like, the Pachuca hype train.
The thing is, they're not that great. It's just, for whatever reason, when they go on international tournaments, they just show up.
That's all I need. Win some international trophies for the first time in my life.
Or Necaxa, because they have history. They're just not that good right now.
Can't. It's because the name got Cox in it.
Alright, well, the one that you shouldn't support, no matter what, obviously other than America and Chivas.
I know who it is. Fuck. No, I can't remember. I think I know what it is, but I can't remember the name.
Mazatlan.
Yeah.
They were brought in and they had a, like, well, technically Morelia, Monarcas, got disappeared.
Yeah.
But they ended up buying it into the second division. The only reason there's no relegation right now or promotion is supposedly because of COVID, but it was because Chivas were about to go down.
W League.
Fucked up.
It's like the MLS.
They said they were going to bring it back and we're just waiting.
We'll see about that, innit?
Oh, and then, apparently, they want to get rid of, what team was it? There's going to be a buyout for, I think, Querétaro, and bring either Atlante or Celaya or Veracruz. I'm going into too much lore.
How expensive do you think it is to get a sponsorship in a Liga MX team?
Like, for us? I don't know where.
I'm just asking.
What do you mean by, like, a spot? Like, for them to, like...
I would just put our fucking logo on the kit. Little sleeve badge.
It's probably still expensive, even though they have, like, 19.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to show you the Querétaro kit right now when we're done. If you look it up, anybody, it's a fucking piece of garbage from all the sponsors. But that's all I got.
Yeah, yes, that's it, right? It's been a pretty long episode. Hopefully you're still with us. If you are, make sure to like and follow us on all platforms. Also, go to our TikTok. Like all the videos. Watch all the videos. Watch them again. share them, repost them. Follow us on Twitter, where we tweet stuff.
I'm trying. I tweeted today. It wasn't that great, but I only got one like, and it was me.
Anyways, y'all. Goodbye.